Powered by a 100% Australian electricity and gas retailer. That's Red Energy. Switch today. Robot Building Supplies. Robots got it. Afternoons on SEN.
How good are Fridays? Sam Edmund with you, sitting in for Dwayne Russell. Really enjoyed the week with you, but we've got a couple of hours left, so let's make the most of it, shall we? The Heathcote District Football and Netball League, you know, 115 years old, that football league, started and formed in 1905. And you don't need me to tell you how important football clubs and football leagues are to local communities. So you can imagine the sense of sadness and the gravity of the situation last night when the Heathcote District Football and Netball League released a statement to its club presidents and executive committees saying that they had decided to cancel the 2020 season. Their statement said in part, considering the continued uncertainty around season 2020, this decision, as difficult and disappointing as it is, gives everyone clarity and somewhat relief of the unknowns. We as a league and our clubs can now focus and look forward to a very exciting 2021 season. The chairperson of the HDFNL signed off on that, Peter Cole, and he joins us on the line this afternoon. Thanks for doing so, Peter.
No worries, Sam. Pleasure.
How does it sit with you now the next morning, having pulled the pin on it, which I can't imagine the difficulty in formulating a decision on this? How does it resonate with you now?
Look, it's one of the toughest decisions, well, the toughest decision we've ever had to make as a board and as a clubs. It was a tough meeting. It was a long meeting, and we listened to every club's thoughts on it. Unlike Melbourne-based clubs, we rely solely a lot of it on crowd coming along on a Saturday, and as we speak at the moment, the AFL couldn't give us and can't give us a date when we could play with crowds. So that, you know, that eliminates a big part of our income. No tuck shop, no canteen, no beer sales. So once the COVID-19 protocols come through for netball and football during the week, well, that was pretty much the nail in the coffin, mate.
You mentioned the gate, and you mentioned still not having some definitive dates from the AFL and obviously from the state government as well. The other points you mentioned in your statement last night were, I guess, the difficulty and the increased responsibility that would have to fall on club representatives on top of everything else they do to administer COVID-19 protocols. And, I mean, that would have weighed heavily on people as well.
Sam, it's a massive commitment. Each club needed to have supply a COVID officer, and that person would oversee everybody that turns up the training, that has to keep a full dossier of who they've been with, where they've been, what time they trained, all that sort of stuff. And that's for every person that trains. And as it stood, we were only allowed to have 20 on the ground at one stage. And normally when we train every Tuesday and Thursday in the country, we could have between 50 and 60. So we'd have to be training every night of the week to get everybody through, and vice versa with our netball. You know, we have 14 on any one court at any time, and, you know, it just becomes so unworkable. You weren't allowed to go to the camp, no tuck shop, no, the training facilities would be shut. You know, had to clean the toilets every time someone went. That's just a few of them.
And obviously, another point you make here is, you know, in your part of the state, there's an elderly population there as well, like there is in a lot of rural areas, and they're at higher risk. And if you do have someone test positive, there's the 14-day isolation period and all the difficulties. I imagine you planned well down the track with that sort of stuff as well, and that was quite daunting to think of too.
Yes, and that's the same everywhere. Like my league that I'm in charge of, we have 9 clubs. 4 of them are Bendigo-based, and the other 5 are country-based, so we have quite a wide range of demands from each club. And, you know, if God forbid, one of our clubs got someone proved positive, and if it was a country club where you've got 50 or 60 in the community that have closed down, a lot of them are farmers and farmers' sons and all that sort of stuff, so it has wide-ranging effects. And we, you know, with due respect to the AFL, they still don't know what they're dealing with, so how are we going to, you know, survive? So a tough decision was made, the right decision was made, and the support we've got from other clubs and leagues have been, you know, overwhelming this morning, because I think you'll find a lot of them now, once someone's made the decision, will follow suit.
Yeah, we're talking to Peter Cole, of course, the chairman of the Heathcote District Football and Netball League that last night decided to cancel their 2020 season in the face of COVID-19. Pete, is there any concern at head office there that you might lose players and coaches to other leagues now?
That is a concern, or was a concern. A lot of the clubs thought, well, you know, we could lose players, but you name me one league that says they're going to play. And the other thing is, because our season was pulled so late, like, we're only 1 week off starting our league, and I think most leagues, the other, would be 2 weeks away from starting when the decision was made. All their recruiting and their points allocation players and their salary caps would have been filled. So, you know, that alleviated one of our main worries, that a lot of the players wouldn't be able to go anywhere, and where are they going to go? Because as we sit here, I can't tell you anyone that says, oh, well, they're going to start on such and such a date. There's no one that I know of in Victoria that can do that yet.
No, but if I can play devil's advocate, Peter, we have seen that things can change quickly. What would happen, or how would you approach it, should football, let's say, get back up and running sometime in July, let's pluck a month out of the air, what would your thought process be there?
It won't get up in July. Won't get up in July, because you've got to have that crowd in country footy, mate. I don't know what Melbourne's like, but unless you've got crowd there, and the AFL are saying, you know, they're looking at a whole season without crowds. It's just not workable. And plus, we won't get the volunteers that'll oversee the training and the schedules and the protocols. It's just too big an ask, you know, to do each week, and, well, 5 nights a week.
How does it hurt the sustainability of the clubs that are in your league, Peter? Obviously, reading between the lines, you're saying it's going to save them money by not going ahead, as opposed to going ahead half-baked without crowds, as it were. Does it hurt them a little bit, or does it, in fact, save them in the long term?
We put questionnaires to all our clubs prior to the, you know, it really getting deep into this coronavirus stuff, because after the first couple of weeks, we're all just sort of waiting, thinking it'll heal itself, you know, all good, we'll move on. Once it got fair dinkum that we were in a bit of strife, we questioned all the clubs, and their viability is sound. Every one of them is in a reasonably stable financial position. But the position we found ourselves in is, if we played without crowds, our normal gate takings for a home and away game last year on average was between 4,000 and 5,000 per home team.
Yeah.
And your gate takings for the day, the canteen and the beer sales is basically the same. So if your average $5,000 gate, you've got a 10,000 take for the day. And you put on top of that your salary cap, which at the moment in our league sits about nearly 7,500 per week. If you add those two together, if we played as without a crowd and played footy, it's going to cost each club about $17,000 a week. And
yeah,
that's not sustainable.
Yeah, so my it's other question... No, you hit on something there, because my next question was going to be, just thinking of the lack of gate takings, could you maybe... Did you explore the possibility of going in a sort of like a VAF or an amateur-style setup where the players would agree to pay to play for a short period? How long's a piece of string?
Yeah, that'd be something. I'd love it. But we could all go amateur, but I don't think it's not going to happen in the country. You know, we rely on a lot of Melbourne input coming up here, coaches and players. So, you know, if they want to drive up and not get and pay us to play, well, that'd be fantastic. But I don't think it'll happen, Sam. And you know, at the end of the day, the AFL Country Vic have put out a thing. They're going to drop the salary cap by 50% if we do get played, if any of the leagues do play. And that in itself will be big enough a hit for the people that are driving from Melbourne, getting their $1,000 a week. Well, now they're going to get, if they do get a game, we'll be charging $500, you know. So, flow-on effect, you know.
Yeah, it's overwhelming almost, isn't it, Peter? Well, there's plenty of support for the league off the SMS here. Congratulations to the Heathcote League. Common sense at last. There'll be many more to come. Too much red tape. Even the AFL are not out of danger. And there was another text message coming through saying a decision on footy in Geelong will be made in the first week of June. I'll read that without verifying that. But, oh, it's going to be strange, isn't it, Peter? You don't need me to tell you that, but country Victoria and country Australia, no football involved. It will be unbelievably foreign.
it's a very different world, and my lawn's not going to look ever the same next year when we go back to playing football, Sam. That's going to be the problem.
Yeah. No, Peter, look, we appreciate you being so willing to come on so soon after making what was obviously a very difficult decision, and we commend you for your conviction in doing so. Thanks for joining us, Peter Cole.
Good on you, Sam. Thanks for your help, mate. Thank you.
That's Peter Cole, the chairman of the Heathcote District Football and Netball League. Last night, cancelling their 2020 season in the face of COVID-19 for all the reasons he just mentioned. 1300 736 736 is the Werribee Kia open line. If you're involved with a local level club or a league, how similar does that resonate with you? Are you facing those sort of questions about playing in 2020? We want to hear from you. Give us a call, send us a text anytime from now. The Illusion Gas Log Fires, they make it all possible for us here, clearing all current stock right now. IllusionFires.com.